Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Well, Claire Randall has posed an amazing question. Is there anything that we were addicted to as a child that our parents said we did too much of? Yes, of course there is. Yeah, mine was video games, definitely. Video games and heavy metal music as I got older. I'm 41 now. Can't think for a minute. Yes, so I'm kind of the first generation of home gamers, if you like. We had the my dad, because my dad used to play video games as well with me. He bought the console for me, of course, you understand. We had an Atari 2600 back in 19, ooh, blimey, must have been about 78, maybe. Yeah, it must have been 1978, I think, something like that. I think it was the year they were launched, we got one. Space Invaders, Pac-Man, Tank Command, Haunted House, oh, just some brilliant, brilliant games. And obviously, at the time, prior to that, my auntie owned, I think it was the Grandstand console with Pong on it, with the little twisty paddle things, and the lines used to go up the side, used to bat the ball back and forward. I'm pretty sure it was the Grandstand one she had. I might be wrong. But yes, video games from that point on. I mean, early on, with the Atari especially, me and my old man used to be well into Space Invaders, and it was the ongoing contest to beat each other's high scores on Space Invaders. Now, bear in mind, I was only sort of 5 years old or something. Yeah, I've been about five, maybe 6 years old when this came into the house. And yeah, so my dad had quite a bit of advantage over me, just on age alone. But yeah, I think I gave him a run for his money. Yeah, and then we carried on through, excuse me. Toshiba MSX, Microsoft Extended Basic. Now, there's one blast from the past. But yes, it was always video games. I loved them then. I still love them now. In fact, I'm just, when I've finished recording this, I'm back on the Xbox. I might do a bit of Minecraft, actually, Claire. No, I'm not doing Minecraft. No, I'm doing something else tonight. No, Minecraft, though. Yes, what an amazing game that is. To the uninitiated, if you've never played it, if you don't really understand it, it just might seem like a load of gibberish. But really, what looks like such a simple, graphically, such a simple game is actually very, very, very complex. So much so that it's actually being used as a teaching aid in lots of schools now, because it encompasses so many different things. There is basic engineering in there, there's architecture in there, there are design skills needed, there is resource management necessary, basic electronic, in fact, no, quite complex electronics. Some of the electrical circuits you can build are very, very, very complex to make various machines work. I can remember a friend of mine built a working lighthouse in Minecraft, and the wiring, for want of a better word, what works as wiring in the game, it was four different levels of wiring and switches all built within the game to make this lighthouse work. It's such an amazingly powerful bit of kit. The guy who came up with that idea, Marcus Persson, alias Notch, and his company Mojang Studios, they are just amazing. The game is phenomenal. My little lad loves it. He'll quite happily sit there and build himself a house, and I've taught him a few little tricks on how to build secret doors and all this kind of thing. But he only likes it in creative mode. He doesn't like it in survival mode with the monsters on. He doesn't like that. Minecraft's an amazing game. And it's certainly one of the more healthy games that kids can be playing, because, like I said, there is a lot involved, and it does keep them thinking. And also it's age appropriate for young kids, unlike some. That's a different subject. I won't go into it now, because I'll get quite ranty. Anyway, yes, no, video games. And then heavy metal music. Oh, the amount of arguments I had with my dad, well, especially my dad, over heavy metal music. Goodness me. Yeah, this music's going to drive you into drugs and violence, and you'll be dropping out of school and this, that and the other, and just all this stuff. And I'm sure, I've never spoke to him about it really, but I'm sure looking back he must realise that it was a bit of a daft thing to be saying, because he was into all of the 50s rock and roll, all the Duane Eddies and Eddie Cochran and Elvis Presley, and he was into all of that. And of course, I know for a fact, knowing me granddad as he was, that he would be straight on the old man's back saying, "You listen to all this garbage," because the same hype was generated about all that 50s rock and roll, the birth of rock and roll, that was being generated 20 years later about name any heavy metal band, because no matter what I said, if it had heavy metal, heavy rock or whatever in the genre, they were that was the devil's music, and we were all going to go to hell, and we were all them blood drinking, guitar smashing heathens that listened to that, weren't we? Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? But yes, my old man couldn't see that, you know, it was just history repeating. The generation thing was catching up, and he was getting shouted at exactly the same by his parents in the same way that he was shouting at me for exactly the same things, because the music was no different, really. It's just as time evolved, isn't it? I mean, you know, I look now. Well, let's take the 20-year gap, and then you go to the sort of Manchester scene of the 90s and early 2000s when it was all the acid and all that malarkey that was going on, which kind of pretty much, the music was good, but the whole drug scene kind of just passed me by. I couldn't really understand all that malarkey. I still don't, to be quite honest. But now, some of the stuff that's being churned out nowadays, I'm dreading my little lad getting into music, you know, because I'm going to be exactly the same. I'm going to be exactly the same as my dad was, because it's kind of weird, because I suppose his parents couldn't see that the whole rock and roll thing was really just innocent. And because there was new phraseology and a bit of a new language and a new culture evolving around it, I think that's what frightened them. Likewise, the heavy rock kind of language and culture kind of was threatening to my parents. And then now I'm looking at this whole hip-hop. It's not even hip-hop, is it? That's hip-hop's gone. I don't know what you call all these like floozies that's dancing around in their pants, and these guys dripping in gold dancing around with them loads of naked, semi-naked women behind them. And these videos are getting aired at prime time. I don't understand how that's even a thing. I don't get it. So yeah, the day he turns around and starts telling me he wants to buy an album, singing about his hoes and his bitches. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting conversation over the dinner table, let me tell you. And he'll be saying to me, "And your dad said just the same thing to you," and I'll be going, "I don't bloody care what my dad said, I'm telling you." Because that's how it works, isn't it? That's how the generation thing works. Your parents always resent what your kids are getting into. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's bound to. It's the law. It has to. And, you know, I sat there before I had kids, and I was like, "Oh, I'll be a really liberal parent. Yeah, yeah, they can do what they want. I'll be..." Yeah, right. And once those little precious things are actually in your arms, it's like, "Oh, no, 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 no. There'll be none of that shenanigans going on in this house." yeah, besides which, he won't be able to hear the music for all the cotton wool wrapped around him. Anyway, yes. So, yes, video games and heavy metal music. And I also, yes, fully get the Minecraft thing. That's good. That's very good. Yeah, great question, Claire. Love it. Thank you. Take care, all. Thanks for listening. And I'll speak to you soon. Cheers now. Bye.